Here we are then, the lunchtime social debate for a Wednesday. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Monday, because you're used to, you know, being together on a Monday, but it's all change. Today's topic is off the back of the story that everybody's talking about. It's one of those national stories that has got bigger, and I'm hoping it's going to be highlighted for all the right reasons, and that is this particular school that is it in Thanet?
Yes, in school. Kent. Yeah.
In Thanet in Kent. This, yeah. Basically, the outline of the story is Dame Shirley. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, well, these children turned up on the first day of term. It's a school where the children are about 14 upwards or something, you know, it's the older children. They turned up for school and they didn't have the uniform on, so the head teacher said, "I'm sorry, you're not allowed in, you're to go home." So basically, this is what everybody's in an uproar over. But I totally agree with him. Apparently, the school wasn't doing very well, and this head teacher's come in to sort it out, and this is what he's going to do. But he said that all the families, all the parents, had a letter in July stating that your children have to have the full uniform.
Yep.
School shoes, not trainers.
And totally
this,
agree.
And this is what's going on, yeah.
Totally agree. And,
so do I.
They've called him Gestapo now.
The
media have called him Gestapo.
Yeah.
I think he's going to make a name for himself, and a positive one at that. Mm. I think this has been crying out for this for a long time. But I think it's got to work at both ends. You know, we currently have a situation that needs clarification, and I think it's throughout. What is acceptable and what is not acceptable?
Mm.
And this will no doubt spill over, not just in schools, but it will spill out in workplaces and so on as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's about time we put something in place. So what's acceptable, what's not?
Mm.
But this is again today. The news is that parents are, you know, quite angry as children are kettled by teachers as new headmaster steps up his Gestapo style crackdown on uniform rules, sending home today another 20 children. So another 20 children got the message. Do you know what I saw this morning though, which is quite interesting, and that is you had a, you know, because the ITV were making a really big thing of it, because ITV are out to sort of shock you at the moment with the Piers Morgan and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I saw that.
And you know, him and Susanna Reid. It's like she was a serious journalist once, and now I've got absolutely no respect for her whatsoever. She just looks, you know, and playing up to and she is, they are what is wrong with the media. Like, there's some common sense that comes out of Piers Morgan, but at the same time, I think they're just doing it for the shock jock thing.
They definitely are, because you listen to BBC One, it's entirely different. But I put three on to listen to Piers Morgan. Sometimes I agree with him and sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
But he could be quite nasty.
Oh, he's very rude.
But then again, I do agree with some of the things he says.
Some of the things.
Because people are frightened to say it, but he'll say it.
There's a way of saying it, I think. Anyway, the situation is that this morning I saw and I thought, if we're not careful, this is what's going to happen. You've got a daughter and a mother that's in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Both are done up to the nines and done their hair this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he hadn't done this, we wouldn't have to be doing this now, would we?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at it and thinking, and you wouldn't be on the telly either.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Should we take a call?
Mm.
Let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello. Keith.
How are you? Okay.
I'm all right. Are you on a better line today?
I'm hoping so. I'm sat in the middle of Southampton General Hospital, so I hope it's going to be all right.
Okay, you keep going off mic. You keep going, you're moving your phone around. Are you listening, like, with headphones?
No, mate.
Oh, right. Okay, you're actually on the phone.
You're not having treatment while you're talking to us, are you?
No. I've just had my eyes sorted out, so
right.
I've got my eye back in now for a little while.
Aye.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good to hear you, Shirley. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you, Keith.
Yeah,
are you keeping okay?
Yeah, I'm on an all-dayer today. Look, I've got at the eye hospital this morning, and I'm in the washing machine this afternoon.
Right.
Do you take your eye out when you go in the washing machine?
No, they've given me some gel now, mate, and I've got to put some gel on my dicky eye, so that's good, isn't it?
Right.
It's not KY, it's something else.
Good.
Yeah. But she's off already, look. What are you going to do with her, Ian, eh? older she gets, the worse she gets, mate.
I remember when you took your eye out to show me, I had to run out the room.
You did, when I got my dicky eye out, you ran a mile, didn't you?
Anyway, can we get back to where we were?
Yeah, sorry, mate. No, I agree entirely, mate. The uniforms situation, you know, if you started a new job and you went to you know, the interview and whatnot, and you got the job, then you turned up at the job the next day, or that when you started and you were dressed, you know, not out of work uniform, then they're going to pull you up on it, aren't they? They're going to give you a reprimand,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
what I don't agree with is what I think personally, this is my personal opinion, is that all schools should have the same uniform, and if they want to unify themselves by being, you know, what school, just have a badge. Purchase the badge, for God's sake.
Yes.
So some of these schools, they charge the arrow for blazers and whatnot.
They do, and you have to buy the jumpers and that with the badges
exactly.
on from the school.
Well, like I said, if you just have a book standard colour and whatnot,
yes.
And if they wanted the school to be identified, either yeah. just a tie or just a badge.
Yeah, and then the parents could then go off and buy a jumper, which is a bit cheaper, and just buy the
That's
badge
right.
and sew it
That's
on.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly,
I agree
yeah.
with you there, yes.
You know, it's like in the army and whatnot, you know, you get a uniform, you wear a uniform,
yeah.
but I think the uniform is all the same. It's only the badge,
yeah.
what regiment you're
That's
in.
That's right, yeah.
There
so,
are,
you know, why can't it work for school then?
There are a couple of grey areas, and I'm just looking at them now, and I think this is quite, this is where maybe the argument does fall down, if this was,
yeah.
and it is being made public. There's a picture of a young lady's foot here, and she's got shoes.
Yeah,
and but they've got two tassels on.
Mm.
Now, to me, it's not a massive issue. It's not a massive problem. But they're saying, you know, this is a no-no. You can't have tassels. Tassels are not allowed. And this shoe was deemed to be not in line with uniform guidelines. Now, you just imagine. Okay, the other side of the coin is, whilst we're all agreeing with there ought to be something in place that gives us the guidelines, and it gives them some experience of discipline. Discipline and so on and so forth, which they can take into the workplace when they eventually leave school. But this shoe looks fine to me, but she was turned away because she's got tassels. And
yeah, because
if
it doesn't conform, mate, does it? Doesn't, you know, then you've got people running around with tassels and people running around without tassels.
Is that taking it too far?
Look at your brother's shoes, mate. Look at your brother's shoes. You've got no tassels.
Is that is that taking it too far, though? I mean, are we getting too fussy?
That's like saying the guy in the army that he turns up on parade and just because he's gay, he's wearing pink boots. You know.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about colours here. We're talking about a pair of shoes. Okay, and there's two here, and I personally think they're being very too fussy. I agree with everything else, but you haven't seen the shoe, I have. So I'm better placed probably to say whether or not that's acceptable or not. Let me just finish. There's a shoe here with two tassels, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look smart. There's no problem in my book. There's a shoe underneath that is also not acceptable. It's a black suede shoe. This was banned because it's got a metallic buckle.
Mm.
Now, look, that was banned.
Yeah.
Now, you look at that and you tell me what's wrong with that, really.
No, I still think it's wrong. Because some of these girls will be coming in with really expensive shoes on. So, oh, look at my shoes. Where the others have
got... I don't think that's the issue.
You know, proper black shoes on.
I really don't think that's the issue. I think, yes, okay, if they're wearing training shoes, that's not allowed. That's already been said. But when you're highlighting the fact that there's a buckle here, and I mean, and that is not a buckle that stands out massively. Come on, you've got to be honest. That's just a very tiny buckle.
I don't think there's school shoes in. I think if you're going to have the uniform, you need the full uniform.
So should it be laces then? Should it have been made clearer?
Yeah.
It's got to be laces.
We used to have to wear them.
Not slip-on shoes. But that probably wasn't in the memo. We're talking training shoes, but they haven't mentioned the fact that, you know, it's not allowed to be laces. You've got to have laces.
Mm.
But it all falls down again to me. It's like class distinction again, isn't it? You know, it's like one poor kiddie is going to go to school with Primark shoes on, black shoes. Then the same kid in the same class might turn up to school with Clark shoes on.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to look down at him and say, oh, look at your plain shoes, whatever they are, you know.
Yeah, so they all got to be look-alike, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I said,
that to me is an acceptable shoe.
All you need, mate, is, like I said, it's the same uniform. And if you wanted to pick what school you're in, just the badge and the tie. That's all it needs, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all it needs.
Yeah, but then that counteracts what they're trying to do here. I mean, they've got a shoe here that is acceptable, and that is a shoe that is done up by Laces.
Yeah.
Now,
as long as they all got lace-up shoes, that's fine.
Yeah. But is that I don't think that was the rule here. The rule was no training shoes. Are we
I think they said it's got to be black shoes, didn't it?
Ah, yeah. But what we're saying, Keith, is, and I've just highlighted two pairs of shoes. They're both shoes. Mm. They're not training shoes. Mm. They're both shoes. They're not nasty, horrible shoes that stand out. They're just a basic
shoe.
We
don't know what the letters sent out to the parents said, do we?
No.
If they're saying nobody's mentioning here, and I've read it all the way through, that they must be laced up shoes.
Mm. Yeah. So
nobody's saying that at all.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
You know, it's like they also were told. I think they got the letter at the end of the term, the end of the
in July they had the letter. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've had August, they've had the 6 weeks to sort it all out, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same old story where parents can't be bothered. The kid comes out with the letter. Oh, there's a letter here for you, Mum. Oh, I leave it on the side and I'll read it. And they don't, Ian.
I think this. You know, I think they actually sent the letters out to the parents.
Yeah.
This is what they said.
Yeah. Like I said, and then they come, the last minute rush. Oh, I can't afford them. You just had holiday. What else do you expect me to pay for? And they end up going to school with his different shoes than what they're supposed to have. It's the same old story, isn't it?
It is, but I think there's taking it to where you should take it, which I think I agree with most of this, but there is taking it that little bit too far where you've got two pupils quite clearly here wearing shoes. And yes, they are slip-on shoes, and yes, one of them's got a tassel and one of them's got a buckle. I don't see an issue with that. I think that's being petty.
Well, not if it stipulates in the regulations that you've got to have. Like I said, the school uniform should be a set uniform. Like I said, it's like the Army, the Navy, the Forces. You know, you've all got, if you're in, I think the RAF's a blue uniform, isn't it? And the Army's, whatever colour they are, green, I think it is. And like I said, they've all got set the same uniform. And the only thing that depicts them is on the cap, which is the badge, and also, what's the regimental badge, isn't it?
It is, but then we keep getting away from the fact that this is just a shoe, and what is deemed acceptable, what isn't.
Well, like I said to you,
if there's nothing here, that says they have to be lace up shoes.
No, well, say there's like I stated, you know, I don't want to keep on about the gay side of it, but say one of the soldiers was gay and he wanted to point out that he was gay, and he turned out, say, with a different shoe, a more feminine shoe than the other guys that was in the regiment, then, you know, he would be on reprimand, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but we're not talking about army, we're talking about schools, we're talking about kids, aren't we?
We're talking about preparing for the future, Ian.
Yeah.
You send your kids to school to prepare to go to work.
But that's, that's probably the worst scenario. You're mentioning army and homosexual. Let's not overcomplicate this. This is a shoe. This is a black shoe. It's not a training shoe. It's a black shoe.
And
if we're really, really honest, that, you know, last week, if somebody said to you, Dame Shirley, that's a shoe that I'm wearing to school, you would have probably said that's acceptable.
But I don't know what they've been told about the shoes, you see, Ian. I know they've been told not to wear trainers, but I don't know what they've been told about what they're supposed to wear. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
How about another example, then? Like in this hospital, the nurses, right?
Yeah.
I think they've got to wear flat shoes, isn't
they? They have.
Yeah, there you go, look. Well, yeah. You know, that's the end of my case, as far as I'm concerned. They've been prepared to go into the job.
We're going back to somewhere else, and you're saying flat shoe. This is a flat shoe.
Yeah.
This young lady is wearing a flat shoe. The other young lady is also wearing a flat shoe. To me, that looks fine. It's got a buckle on it. It's fine. To me, that is a tick. It's not a training shoe. It's not an untidy shoe. It's not a trendy shoe. It's just a shoe.
But we don't know what he's actually said. He's just said no trainers. We don't know what he's actually said about the girls' shoes, do we? And maybe they haven't been told.
So what are we saying? Because there's nothing here that says that they have to be lace-ups. Surely, now what they should do is, if they really want proper shoes, they should say, right, no training shoes, and all shoes need to have laces.
Yes, yes, definitely, yeah.
But that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's called the uniform. You know, if they a school uniform is a school uniform, isn't it? At the end of the day, and like you say, about if they're not told what shoes to get, then obviously what the teacher should do then is say, right, okay, sorry, you've come in some different pairs of shoes, some of you. Can you all conform and get all the same shoe? Yeah. I'll send an email out or send a letter out stating that you've got to have... You know, you look at the adverts...
Well, exactly the same shoe?
Yeah.
Mm.
So they all got to have exactly the same shoe.
Mm.
I mean, let's be honest. There's an awful lot of shoes being sold that are exactly the same. And you go in, right, have you got some of those shoes? No, we're sold out, mate. Sorry, we've sold them all.
Well, they get some more in, don't they? If there's enough demand, they will supply.
Yeah, but do you really, really think that that
they've
was...
They've had 6 weeks in.
No, let's be really honest. Do you really think that they've gone and said, right, you need to wear this particular shoe? No other shoe...
Perhaps not, but now perhaps he should. Perhaps he should send a letter out saying, "Right, we're trying to get a uniform. You know, uniform means uniform.
All of
everything
it.
Looks the same. Yeah. That's what uniform means, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You look at the adverts, say for Tesco's or anything like that. You look at the advertising bits of paper and whatnot. There's a picture of a school uniform, and they all look the same. Doesn't matter what school they are.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but
yeah.
I just think in this case, I think. The shoe thing, as long as you've not come in a training shoe, as long as you've got a smart pair of black shoes, I think that's acceptable.
Yeah.
I think that's going too far.
He needs to really sort this out, doesn't he?
Fair play. Then let's just say that they haven't all started back on Monday this week. Some started back today.
Yeah.
So let's say, right, this week is the final week they've got to sort it out. If they come back next week, not in the uniform manner,
yeah,
then obviously that's when they get penalised.
Yeah, yeah.
But having said that, Keith, I kind of don't get me wrong, I'm not against what this guy's done. I think what he's done,
yeah,
I think is fantastic. I think he's stood up for it, and I'm for
he
it
has to, yeah.
I'm for it, but what he doesn't want to do is take it too far on pernickety things and then lose support for things. And you know, I look at it and think, if he's done this on day one, good on you, because from this day forward, that's it.
Didn't
it's all changed.
Yeah. Didn't you have the same problem on the island?
We did
a couple of years ago.
We did at Ride School, I think.
That is the problem with schools.
Yes.
And, you know, and they say that they're going to become academies. Well, that is the biggest American bull out ever.
Would you? Do you know what? The other thing, just go back a few years. You probably remember this, Keith, because you've been with us since the beginning. We had a lady that went into Carisbrook. And she was given such a hard time because she wanted to ban mobile phones. They hated her. They hounded her so much, she left.
Mm.
And I thought she was brilliant. Mm. I met the woman. I thought what she was doing was absolutely fantastic. She was talking about this. She wanted to move things forward. Mm. People had to wear exactly the same thing. They had to wear the proper shoes. And she was hounded out, not just by the kids and the parents, but the teachers as well.
Mm.
Yeah, but why? Why, Ian? You know, not being funny, but you look at some of the teachers, even they don't turn up in a uniform manner. Some of them, you know, I can remember that even when I was a kid, there was Mr. Griffin, the art teacher. We called him the man in black because he was all black. He even had a big black bushy beard, big long black hair, black shirt. He was uniform, though. He was all dressed in black. But, you know, that is what stuck in my mind. He was a very smartly dressed fellow.
Yeah.
But can you remember wearing uniform when you went to school, Keith?
Yeah.
And I hated it. I hated
when I was
the
at
uniform.
School, we didn't even have a non-uniform day.
No.
Perhaps, telling a lie, we had what used to be called like Pirates Day, which is at the end of the very apt.
But
at the end of term.
Even us girls had to wear black lace-up shoes. I remember that.
Yeah.
We hated them, but we did it.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest with you now, not being funny, but if the girls turn up at school and they haven't got the PE uniform on anymore, you know, when I was at school, they used to get a pair of blue or green knickers.
Yeah.
And they had to perform in the green knickers.
I used to have to do that in PE. And thinking about that now, I mean, that was awful.
Oh, do it now, you get banged up.
Oh, yeah.
You said, well, you got to go and perform in the school green knickers.
Yeah, we have to do.
You get arrested.
Yeah.
So, whoa, that's a bit of, you know, discrimination, etc., all this, that and the other.
Mm.
That is where it's all gone wrong.
You see,
Everybody should have stuck to the old days.
I think as well they should ban girls wearing makeup to school.
Makeup, jewellery,
yes.
Mobile phone.
Yeah.
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 Crikey, I can remember going, when my kids went to school back in the, it wasn't my kids, I do apologise, it was a friend of mine's. That had calculators, and they got told not to use them.
Mm, mm.
They said, no, you don't use calculators, you use your head.
That's right.
And that's what they were told.
Yeah.
I think now it's just an everyday thing, isn't it?
Mind you, when they leave school now, that's what it is, isn't it? a lot of the jobs.
The classic example is go into McDonald's and buy something for, say, $3.99, and if you give them a penny with the money you're paying with, like a five, and you give them a penny, and they're standing looking at you, and say, what's a penny for? Because they can't work it out that you've got to have a penny back in your change. Yeah. And you think, well, he's giving me a penny. Why is he giving me a penny?
Mm.
You know, it's just total confusion here, isn't it? It's like the school rugby team, or football team even. You get a football team that plays for the school, they're all in the same uniform. They're all in the same coloured shorts, the same coloured shirt, even the same coloured boots, I would say.
Yeah.
All right, well, you just picked a lovely subject there, because I look at this and I think, OK, we're going to put this in place, and I think it's important. I think you're right. The finer detail, tassels on shoes, for me, that's acceptable, but... If we're doing that for our schools, and the reason why we're doing it is because, hey, look, we want you to get ready for the outside world, which I totally agree with. I totally back this chap. I just think it's gone a bit too far with the tassels on the shoes. Okay, then you just brought up sport. Everyone wears exactly the same. Mm. They wear because they have to. They wear that. But shoes, if you notice, footballers now, they've got different coloured shoes. They've got different coloured boots. They've got different coloured...
That's been bought into from the football league, isn't it, or the football teams they support. You know,
not at all. You don't misunderstand this. They've got boots that they are wearing, and I think it was one of the Arsenal players that started this off. The fool.
Well, there you go. You said yourself. Look.
He basically said, I'm going to wear one pink boot, one yellow boot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now the trouble is, if we're going to do this, if we're going to have this, and we're just going to highlight, right, okay, kids, that's what you've got to do, because you want to, when you go and live in the real world, that's what you're going to have, discipline. Well, where's the discipline there? There is none. It falls down. That's what referees ought to say to them.
They copy what they see, mate.
Black boots. Black boots, my friend. That's what they've got to wear. That's, you know, none of this pink and yellow stuff.
But they've probably been given these by a well-known brand or something to advertise,
like some players that use blades instead of studs, you know. It's all peer pressure for the kids.
It needs some fine tuning, and it needs some honesty, and it needs some common sense as well. I think what they've done yesterday was highlight a problem, and I think the problem goes into the workplace. We were just talking about this off air earlier on. Yeah. We were saying, okay, I bet there are people out there in the workplace that think it's acceptable to be on Facebook, texting their friends, personal messages, and so on and so forth, whilst they're working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that... That's not the best example either. So if we got to live by the sword, we got to die by it.
Give each classroom a safe, mate. As soon as they walk in, give us your phone, give us your phone. Give us your
definitely. Box, definitely, yeah.
Straight in the safe, mate.
But just
you
say...
You get moaned out at work if you're using your phone, wouldn't you?
Just say, for instance, if you went to work and they said to you, right, no phones...
It all depends where you work, doesn't it, I think?
But what does it?
Yeah.
Does it all depend on where you go to school?
When I worked in a home, there was we were told we were never to take our phones on the floor where the residents are. There was one particular lady who was always doing it. She put somebody in the shower and she would be outside the door talking on her phone.
Thing is,
you know, that's wrong,
isn't
it?
Thing is, because of the way we are with our phones and Facebook and social media, it's acceptable now.
Yeah.
But I think that there comes a time when somebody's got to say, hey, look, from here on in, it's not acceptable to have this and use this whilst you're supposedly working. Mm. And there are many areas. You just think, when you see programmes on the television and you see some policeman there and he's taking a, you know, he's got his walkie-talkie, he's fine, but he's answering the phone. Hang on a minute. What's going on? Your wife's just phoned you and you're having a chat with your wife while you're on duty. I mean, that's not acceptable. So if you're a kid, if you're that kid with the tassels on your black shoes and you're going home watching a TV programme and you see a policeman who's on the beat, all of a sudden he's taken a personal call from the wife or girlfriend.
Can I just say that that's not... Don't believe what you see on telly, because my daughter's partner is a policeman and he has to switch his phone off.
I've seen it around here, Keith. We've got enough coppers, and you think, what's acceptable here? And if we are to set these standards for youngsters, then maybe we've got to start setting these standards elsewhere in workplaces.
Exactly. It's all snowballed, mate. But another, going off on another bit as well, the carers that come into my mum twice a day, now they have to sign in using a mobile phone. and they have to log everything on the mobile
phone.
They have to sign out on the mobile
phone. Wow. So
you
they
know,
are.
Like I say, while my mum sat there watching this girl tapping away on a mobile phone, she's not talking to anybody, she's actually working.
Yes.
She's putting down what mum had for dinner,
tea,
what time she took her pills, and that sort of thing, the general condition.
Yeah.
And they have to beep out, so to speak, because they scan the book with the mobile phone.
Yeah, it's, and I suppose people are putting dates in their phones as well, whether at work and things like that, I suppose, aren't they?
So when does modern technology get in the way of basic common sense and manners?
It does.
Exactly. Anyway, I better get off this phone and get somebody else.
No, great to talk to you, Keith. Thank you.
Lovely, Keith.
Yeah, and you, mate. I'll come over soon and give you both a G up.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Have you ate your dog food yet, mate?
Have I?
Yeah.
Have I ate my dog food yet?
Have you seen that, Cheryl, have you?
No.
Shanklin Pet Stores. If you go live and record, well, on my page there's a video of me eating dog food.
Right.
And if you eat dog food and send it to the video to Shanklin Pet Stores, they will donate £10 worth of food or accessories to whatever pet charity on the island you want to do. Yeah, this, I think it's the first 25, so I think there might be a space left for you, mate.
Yeah, go on,
Ian. I nominated you and the Rock Monster.
Is it fat name?
Well, no, to be honest with you, Ian, I had Asda Hero, I had. And to be honest with you, it tasted like corned beef in gravy. But the only thing I did disagree with was the bits of bone meal.
That gristle in there. Ooh.
Anyway,
thanks for your cookie. Cheers now.
Bye.
I think it's a fascinating debate, and I'm really hoping that there is a knock on to this, and not just for schools, because I say if we are to make a stand, and like this guy has, and I totally admire this man, I think he's brilliant. I think slight sort of problem with the shoe situation, the tassels. I thought that would have been acceptable. I don't want to keep banging on about it,
but I think it's vital that they need to be told exactly what shoes they can wear and what they can't.
Absolutely, and maybe it is a case of we then go into the workplace and we say, look, this is not acceptable. Just say, for instance, if their parents are going into the workplace and they're using their mobile phones and wearing training shoes and so on and so forth, and they're flouting the rules and regulations. Yeah. Let's be honest. If I'm here and there was a situation with a young man that used to work for us before, and people used to say that he was forever on his phone. He was supposed to have been working. He was forever on his phone. Is that acceptable? Is it, and do we have the right to go over to him and say, that's your personal phone, that's your personal property, and say, would you mind just popping it in your pocket and turning it off whilst you do it?
You see, I think people that work in shops, the big shops and that, they should be told to put their phone in the office somewhere before they go in on the floor.
Yeah.
I definitely think they should do that. Yeah.
I would imagine most of them do, but...
I've seen them behind the counters with their phones in the smaller shops.
Yeah, I bet they do. And I say, if we're going to put this down and say, right, this is the marker now, this is where we're going with this, we're almost going to retrain ourselves, to what's acceptable. Someone's got to make a stand, and this guy has, and well done him.
Good on him, yeah.
But it just doesn't stop there at this particular school. It needs to travel into other schools as well. But
it also
needs to travel into the workplace. Otherwise, in 20 years' time, you're going to get those kids going in the workplace and saying, oi, boss, you're not wearing the right shoes. You're fired.
Well, a lot depends. I mean,
I am with the teacher 100%, and the object to the word Gestapo, and I object to the word Gestapo.
That's
it
dreadful.
Is laughable to even make the comparison. All of these issues are generational, though, and young parents will never put up with anyone telling them how it should be. I, on the other hand, am 63 and brought up in a time of discipline at school. That was from Tim. Thank you for that. A 12-year-old is AWOL for 4 hours when she should be safely in school, and he thinks that's acceptable. On what planet? See, there is an argument on both sides. Just say, for instance, you're a headmistress. You make this stand, and on day one, people flout the law.
Yeah.
Was there anything else he could have and should have done rather than lock them out?
I think maybe he could have said, right, I'm going to give you a warning now. You come back in tomorrow with your proper uniform on and then you can stay, or something like that. But then again, they've all been given letters, their parents.
Okay, yeah, and there were emails sent as well.
Emails, yeah. So I mean, they're at the age, these are teenagers, aren't they, at the school?
Yeah.
They're at the age that they want to do what they want to do, and they don't care about anybody else. Do you know, that's the age.
Mm.
I mean, they couldn't do that in with the smaller children, because it's the parents then that buy all their uniforms and everything. But their parents are still getting family allowance for these children. So there's no excuse
but
not
you
to
just,
have it.
You've just then brought up another point there. You know, family allowance, does it pay for a whole uniform? Let's just add this up. How much do you reckon a jacket costs?
I don't know. You see, some schools have jackets and some don't,
okay,
don't
but,
they?
But just in this case, they had a jacket.
I think they're expensive.
40, 50 quid?
Yeah, could be.
Let's say 50 quid.
It could be. And if they have to buy the one with the badge on...
Well, let's work it out. Let's work it out. 40, 50 quid, okay?
Yeah.
Badge, another 10 quid, maybe. Shirts, you'll need 5 shirts. You can get them fairly cheap from certain places.
You can,
you're probably looking at about 20 quid for 5 shirts, if you go in the right place.
Yeah.
Then you've got trousers. You're probably going to need 2 pairs, 3 pairs of trousers. You're going to need the proper socks now. You can't just wear normal socks.
You're talking about £150, I should say.
Well, we haven't done the shoes yet.
No.
So
I don't know how much they are for.
And then you've got to take into consideration the PE kit. That's all probably got to be regulation.
Yeah.
Same as.
Yeah.
So you're probably looking at around 200, maybe £250 per student.
Now,
if you've got a couple of kids that are going to the school, the same school, that's getting on for 500 quid. That's a lot of money and that's a big ask.
But I do know that some schools, they have a uniform for sale, second-hand uniform.
Sure.
You know, that you can go and buy if you can't afford the brand new. They have it there.
Sure, I agree. And it may be, you know, when people make friends with mums at schools after the first day, they may be in a position to say, hey, look, I kind of need, and you've got a jacket, can I buy it off you? Don't get me wrong, I think what he's done is brilliant.
Yeah.
Was July early enough? Should it have been in the email, the message, when they left school, previous school, or they left that particular school for the summer holiday, should it have been planted into the system so they knew exactly what was going on?
Before they broke up for the summer holidays sort of thing, yeah. Mind you, they've only just made him headmaster, I suppose. I don't know.
Very, very possibly.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to take the shine off of what he's done, because I think more people like him need to be out there
definitely.
And doing this kind of thing.
Yes, I do, yes.
A little tough measure, and some of these parents just go haywire. Discipline must be enforced. Show how standards are slipping, and someone comes along like this head to the right boat, and moaners are out in force to protest. This is as good as it reminds. It reminds me that these kids, that they are not in charge when inside the school. Parents should be supporting. It's tough to be teachers these days. It certainly is. Your son's a teacher. Have you had a chance to speak to him about this? What he thinks?
No, I haven't, because he's just started a new school only this week.
He has.
Yeah.
I think what this guy has done is brilliant.
But I think he will agree with you.
Highlights the situation. Yeah. Just needs a bit more clarity, needs the finer detail.
Yes.
And maybe those people that had tassels on their shoes, hey, look, we're going to accept these today, but tomorrow they're
maybe
not.
Maybe they'll give them a week or something, you know.
Tomorrow
come
we're
out.
Not.
Yes, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you got training shoes. Sorry, you know the rules. You can't come in.
Yeah.
But where there's a grey area, you know, a tassel
all the
on
girls
a shoe.
Now could come in tomorrow with different shoes on, couldn't they? If they're black, they could be all different.
And they could be coming in and thinking, do you know what, I'm deliberately going to break the rules.
That's right.
Because I'm going to get myself on telly.
Yeah.
Because the cameras are outside and it's a big news story.
Yeah, the Sun have done a big bit on us. Oh, yes.
I'm sure the interview that this mother gave this morning, I'm sure she'd had her hair done.
Yes.
Again, what example does that set?
Yeah, she probably knew, yeah.
Yeah, and the daughter's there as well, and she looks smart, and she was probably looking smarter today than she was yesterday.
Yeah.
It is a, you know, we need to look into the finer detail, but it's not just the schools that need to sort themselves out. It's the workplace, it's parents, it's us.
Yeah.
It's right, okay, if we've all got to conform.
It's all down to parenting at the end of the day, I think, as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got loads of messages to read out. So, should we have a little crack at it? Have you got your Facebook page there? Have you got? Because I put something on Facebook this morning, and I know that there's a few messages there.
I think I've only got one actually.
Okay.
I'll have a look.
All right. Well, my And my system's like taking a bit of time to sort of get there, but I'm sure we'll get there in a mo. And let's have a little look here. Oh, do you know what? There's so many lovely pictures of kids going off to school.
Yes, loads, isn't there?
It's lovely. They're all wearing the uniform and all being proud.
Yeah.
You see, is it an age thing? Is it when you get to teenage years, are you going to be a bit more
rebellious?
I don't want to wear that.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got one comment.
Okay. What have you got?
It says here, spot on, I say, Macca. I've lost it. It's gone.
A lot of schools lost respect.
I've lost it.
Everyone has to sing from the same hymn book. Not regimental, just smart image. When I worked in Downside, the amount of kids wearing trainers was unreal. The excuses were poor. I could go on and on and on. Shirley could tell you, probably the same as me, yes, there are families that can't afford it, but on the flip side, a family allowance, as it was called when I was at school, used on the child's clothes, school clothes and not drugs, and alcohol, as I've seen in the past, maybe all be the same.
Yeah.
And Ruthie Bennett, who I used to go to school with, and if I remember rightly, she was always well turned out with her uniform. Yes, well said, Paddy. So thank you for the comments. We've got plenty more where that came from, and we shall probably come back at you with some more of those comments in the next segment of the show. We're going to take a little break. If you do want to give us a call, you can, 240666. But we are talking about school uniforms in school. We're talking about that school that was now in the news big time. It's there, and it's good that this is under the microscope. And you also want to talk about knives and forks and children eating as well. Okay, so that's all to come in the next little bit. Come back.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is sponsored by jobsontheisleofwight.co.uk. If you're looking for work or if you're looking for staff, please call Jobs on the Isle of Wight on 01983 564 880.
This is Vectis Radio.
Retinitis pigmentosa is a disease of the eye that leads to loss of vision and blindness. It causes the retina, the light-sensitive part of the eye, to degenerate and sight to be lost. RP Fighting Blindness works hard to stimulate and fund cutting-edge research to find a cure or treatment. The local RP Fighting Blindness group on the Isle of Wight has been established since 2006. If you live on the island and you'd like to get involved, please contact Colin MacArthur at talktalk.net or make a donation at www.rpfightingblindness.org.uk/IOW.
All washed up are a local band playing an upbeat mix of skiffle blues and bluegrass. Quality music for pubs, parties, events and charities. Last year we played Bestival, this year the Isle of Wight Festival and the Postfest. Great music available at a really reasonable price. Listen to us now, click audio on the Vectis Radio website to find out more about how you can book All Washed Up. Call 01983 521 267. That's 01983 521 267.
This is Vectis Radio, the Isle of Wight's local community station. Vectis Radio was set up on the 23rd of January 2010 and has been running successfully ever since. We are a community radio station which promotes local businesses, events, charities and more. The station pays for itself by offering affordable but competitive advertising rates to local companies. For more information, call our sales team on 01983 527 733 or email vectisradiomarketing@gmail.com. Vectis Radio really is a community station in its truest sense. For the people, by the people.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is back on Vectis Radio, and we should be asking some pretty serious questions. Did we really want Brexit? Were you really offended when David Hoare said that we live in a ghetto? Festival or best of all, has the internet hampered or enhanced our communication skills? When did we last have a Prime Minister that we actually admired? Join us for the Lunchtime Social Debate, Mondays to Thursdays, 12 until 1, only on Vectis Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is sponsored by jobsontheisleofwight.co.uk. If you're looking for work or if you're looking for staff, please call Jobs on the Isle of Wight on 01983 564 880.
Welcome back then, part two. We are talking about the school in Thanet that the headmaster has closed the gates on people that are not dressed appropriately. And he did it yesterday, and there was about around 50 youngsters that were shut out of school. And today, apparently, they've done it, and then another 20 that have been shut out. Didn't get the message, but I would imagine there is an element of, am I going to be on the telly if I get shut out? So yep. I'll wear these dodgy socks then. Britain for the British. Learn to conform, says Brian. I pity children brought up in this environment. They'll mostly turn out like that headmaster. Okay, so he's against. Ali says, answer them better to address them serious. Answer them better to address more serious issues with which occur in schools, like bullying. Yes, we know bullying is a major thing, and hopefully this guy says that this head teacher says that he wants to put this in place so it prevents bullying.
There is a bullying
issue in school, and I wonder, because this school had a really bad reputation, I wonder, it'll be interesting now, and I say the proof's in the pudding, don't measure them on today or yesterday. Measure them in 6 months. Measure them when the exam results come out, and then go back to them next year and say, how much bullying have you had? Have your kids done really well in your exams? Because I think, you know, that is the end game, isn't it? That's where you want to be with all of this. Okay, we're doing this for a reason.
Yeah.
It's discipline, hard work, discipline. Hopefully results in, you know, good exam results and so on and so forth. So, you know, don't judge them on today. Let's come back in a year's time. And look, if it works, then surely other people got to follow this.
Yep.
Because, you know, if this guy can go in and turn around a school that was failing, then, you know, surely it's worth paying attention to. It's a bit like, I mean, you know, what schools do you think on the Isle of Wight that are doing brilliantly well? I think Christ the King College, their results have been excellent again, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So when was the last time any school that was failing went into Christ the King and said, look, can you help us? Can we just shadow you for a couple of weeks?
And you see them all going off in their uniforms, don't you? And it tickles me because the children that just started have got blazers that are two or three times too big for them.
And what's that old saying?
And that will last them for two or three years.
You'll grow into it.
And it's lovely that they're right down across their hands down there. Not down to their knees.
But how would you feel? We're laughing and joking about that, and I'm not sure whether this was actually done yesterday, but how would you feel then if he was sent home because
it was too big?
It was too big.
They wouldn't do that.
Because they sent young girls home because their skirts were too short.
Now that's good. But the girls tuck them up, don't they?
They
leave home with them on their knees, and you can see them going up to the school at Carisbrook. They're tucking their skirts up.
Okay, this comes in another one from Brian here. The fault is totally with the sloppy, undisciplined parents.
Yep.
So you see them in shops with their children. Think shops are playgrounds. The children are pulling things off the shelves and onto the floor, opening boxes, squeezing toys, handling food and putting it back. Hey, I've seen grown-ups do that too. Let's not just have a go at kids here. That's wrong. And the parents take no notice, so the children think it's okay and grow up with no respect for others, and everything is theirs, and no one can tell them off or how to behave.
Yeah.
Hey, look, let's be totally honest. There's a lot of grown-ups out of there that are like that, aren't there?
Well, that's why their children are like it.
Children are so bad-mannered and undisciplined. That's so wrong. This person is just targeting kids. I mean, let's be honest. How many do you know more people that are grown up and rude and ignorant than children?
I don't know, really.
I'm pretty sure that you see a lot of kids, they may be a bit unruly, but for every child out there that's unruly, there's a parent that is as well, or a grown up, I guarantee it.
I think a lot of this comes down to parents.
Children are so bad-mannered and undisciplined nowadays, just like their parents. If they get into trouble or turn to crime, it's due to bad parenting. Rules are rules. If the parents don't like it, they should pay for their children's themselves in schools. With high success are the ones with proper rules that everyone has to conform to for the good of everyone. The children are distressed. How...
Hey?
This is from T-Girl. How about you as you're told, wear the correct uniform? You think being told you have to wear certain clothes is distressing, or that this is that, you know, the way that you get it, you have to get used to in life? When you grow up, you have to live by the rules. You work in an office, you'll probably have to wear a suit. You work in Marks and Spencer's, you'll probably have to wear their uniform. You become a vet or a nurse, you wear a uniform. Get over yourselves and get back to school. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Presumably there was a letter detailing exactly what the uniform requirements were. Unfortunately, in schools where pupil behaviour is a problem, zero tolerance is necessary. Unless you witness what these school environments are like, then oats hard to imagine. The outcry from the parent speaks volumes. Bubble says he's absolutely right. The parents are very wrong to try and undermine him. They are the rules. If you don't like them, then choose another school. I like the fact that Head wants to keep up standards. Full marks to him.
Yep.
One more. This is from Paul. In Germany, one of the most self-disciplined countries on the planet, school children do not wear uniforms. Mm-hmm. In China, one of the most indoctrinated countries on the planet, according to Paul, they all wear uniforms. That is the purpose of school uniforms, indoctrination of the masses. That's what Paul thinks. But makes a good point about the Germans.
Yeah.
Youngsters don't wear a school uniform.
No, that's right. But I could imagine, you know, when they're teenagers and they're there maybe and they don't wear uniform, there's got to be, oh, you've got this, you know, that brand, and you've got this is better than that one. You know what I mean? That's when they could bring in bullying, I think. If they can't afford these expensive clothes.
But is, you know, that... is that the main reason why, you know, because I think I accept that if people don't have the correct uniform or they have something slightly substandard, then unfortunately we live in a world where they can be picked on. I mean, I've said this many times. As a young kid, I used to go to school with a guy called Stephen Cass. He turned up first day at school, didn't have a blazer. We had to wear a blazer. We went to Medina. They were quite strict. Old man Archer ran the school with a rod of iron. And, you know, lots of discipline. And it was, you know, an incredible amount of discipline, we thought, back then. And it put us on the straight and narrow. And look at us now. Most of the kids that I grew up with are all decent
people. That's right. You're right.
And they're all fully focused and they abide by the rules. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I say, but, you know, we're now living in an age where things have changed.
It's gotten a bit changed, sloppy, hasn't it?
Changed dramatically.
Yeah.
These moaning parents are probably the type that wear sports clothing as everyday wear. See, that's quite insulting. That's you know, what's wrong with wearing sports clothing if you don't need to be wearing a suit? Can't be bothered to dress themselves properly and have the same attitude for their children. The whole point of school is to educate and get you prepared for adult life and the rules that go with it. Obviously, they are the sort that won't be told, break the rules, probably don't work, and pull on whatever they left at the foot of their bed the night before. That's harsh.
Oh, dear.
That's harsh.
But you see, I think these families are struggling, can use a food bank and that. I'm sure there is some way where they can help to get funding to get a school uniform
on the first day.
Well, yeah, if they knew in July, I'm sure that, you know, there are a lot of children on the island that have their families have to go to the food bank.
Okay,
so we know there are, and I'm sure there's a way.
Well, we've already pointed out, we've done the maths. I mean, if you've got a kit, one of your children out with a school uuniform, you're probably looking at about £250 total. And you are, that's quite a lot of money. That's a large amount of money to find.
I do know they get quite a lot of family allowance a week now.
How much do they get
I'm
nowadays?
I'm not sure, Ian, but I know it's quite a lot.
Okay, should we do a little Google search on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much it is, but... I know it's quite a lot. I was quite shocked when I did hear.
How much is family allowance in the UK? I'm asking Google.
I thought you were. Siri. You're asking Siri.
Well, I'm asking Google. Ask Google. How much is family allowance in the UK per child? Okay. So, eldest or only child, £20 a week. So you get £80 a month.
Yeah.
additional £213.70 on top of that. So it's not a massive amount, is it?
No, I think it's... My God, it's better than what we used to get.
£80 a month. So if you've got a monthly payment of £80, or in this case it would be about £82.10, and your uniform is £250, you're a little bit in the red, aren't you?
Yeah, but if you're having help and you're having problems with that, you can use the food bank. They sort that out for you. They know that you're having difficulties. I'm sure that there's somebody there that helps them with their school uniform.
It all sounds very nice.
Yeah.
But if somebody, so just say for instance, and I know you wouldn't do this, and I know that many people wouldn't do this, but why do people bully? Because they're different?
Yeah.
Because of?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
say, for instance, oh, yeah, you know, you get your clothes from the food bank.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Ah.
I know.
Well, that opens it up to more bullying,
yes.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it kind of...
Yeah, but I do know, like, the children that have free school dinners, they're not put in a different line to the others. They all go in together. So they don't know...
Sure.
...who has free school meals, you know?
But the sad thing is, all it needs is for some kid to find out.
Oh, yes.
And it's not just about clothes. What I was going to say just now is it's not just about clothes. People get bullied for all sorts of things.
They do, yes.
This just opens up another strand of bullying. Let's be honest. Most of the kids got bullied at school. It's because they're maybe a bit geeky and a bit different.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, which is really, really sad.
Yeah.
And again, shows ignorance. Mm, but, you know, I'm guessing that this is just another reason why we don't want bullying, so we're going to dress them all the same, okay?
Yeah.
But that person's still a geek underneath it all.
Yeah.
And they're still going to get bullied.
Yeah, but I still think it will help the bullying. Not, you know, to go away, not to have it so much if they've all got exactly the same clothes on.
Okay, to a point that could be the case. So there's a couple more messages here I can read out because they are coming in thick and fast. Sean Williams' daughter Alicia, 11, is now considering homeschooling after she found the experience on her first day so distressing. Really? I think Sean needs to tell her daughter to be a bit more mature if she's going to survive comprehensive school. Yeah, good point. How can kids be expected to respect the teachers and the headmaster if they are having to set at the school gates?
Yes.
Go back home for Jeremy Kyle at 9:30, you clowns. The headmaster is absolutely right. All the parents were informed of the uniform. You will always get a small number of this type of parent who wants to wreck everything for the rest. Standing up for ridiculous things and, in my experience, having no interest at all in helping and encouraging the child with their schoolwork. Don't give in. And Gestapo, get real. Absolutely right. I think that's so wrong. I see all the plebs are contacting the Daily Mirror and the Daily Mail trying to get some money for a photo opportunity.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing now. This school is famous. But, I mean, the one good thing about it is it's highlighted an issue. This guy's dealing with it. But the sad thing is that there were people that have tried to do this on the Isle of Wight and they were crucified.
Perhaps this will encourage more head teachers to be like this. If he succeeds, you know, it might help others. Well, I hope so anyway.
Okay, one more. If those parents spent as much time reading that leaflet and buying the right items as they are wasting their time hanging out of those school gates, they'd be able to go back to work if working applies. Like it. Hey, look, it's 3 minutes to one.
It is, Ian.
That was a blast, and it just went in a flash.
Went quick, yeah,
it really did. Thank you for being there, Dame Shirley.
Lucky dog.
And stand by, because on the way, it's James and Judith Vox. They're going to be here with you with some special guests this afternoon between 1 and 4. Chris Sullivan's here at 4 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock tonight, it's Hello Vectis. 7 o'clock, it's Kieran Thompson with the new music show. And we should be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, with Jazzwood.
Not Jedwood.
Not Jedwood. Jazzwood. Thank you for being there.